Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, coming to you live, twice as ugly, from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And, I've been having computer issues. Lots of computer issues. So much so that, there's a few computers out back with bullet holes in them. But I do not have any anger management problems. But joining me now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse, who never has anger management problems. No, do you?
I like my computers are too expensive for me to take it out on them that way. But there are a number of them that stayed at the shop forever and never came back home.
Well, you know, I think about that after I send rounds their way.
Ah. Bill, have you read through the Supreme Court's decision about New York State rifle and pistol v. Bruin?
I have not. I have had it explained to me by Alan Gottlieb.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
See, and you know, Alan's describing 10 layers farther on the chessboard, and I'm just noticing, ooh, some pieces are missing now. So I put together my own list. What I thought was what makes this case so important is it changed the legal landscape, not just the rules in New York, but the rules across the country. The court said, yeah, all you lower courts, yeah, no, you've been doing it wrong. Basically, they said there's no tiered level of examination or scrutiny. There's no balancing test. As Judge Thomas said, we did the balancing test over 200 years ago when we ratified the Bill of Rights.
Right.
There it is. Yes, we can have government, but we're going to have armed citizens. There, that's the balancing test. You don't need to do it again. And if there's some law and there's a question whether if it limits the right to bear arms, then with very few exceptions, the law's an infringement. It's just that simple. And I thought, wow. So that has some pretty powerful implications, the first of which, there are hundreds of thousands of people who were victims of this unconstitutional law. What should we do with them? They have a criminal record. They were in felon. Lots of them are in jail today. What do we do?
Well, I guess that's going to be one for their lawyers. I don't know how that works. I don't know if they take a law and turn it over if they have to look at everything that has been, are you talking about people getting put in jail because they're carrying a gun without a permit or something in a place where they can't get a permit in the first place because of their little regime they had in place?
Okay, if you were in a shall-issue state,
yeah,
and you just said, Second Amendment's my permit, and the cop pulls you over and he goes, no, it's not. Here, pay the fine. Well, okay, that's pretty clear-cut. You pay
right.
the fine.
Right.
If you're in New York, you say, please, Master Sir, I'd like a permit, and they say, are you a celebrity? Oh, never mind. You have no rights, and you've been mugged on your way home, and you decide you're going to carry. Well, wow. Now you get arrested and spend 5 to 10 in Rikers.
Right.
So that's not fair. You should not have a criminal record for trying to obey a law when that said you need a permit that the state won't give you. No, you were denied your constitutional rights. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Which begs the question then, and I need to catch up with you, Bill, and find out all the questions that Alan asked. That'll bring me up to date. If this really is a constitutional right, like freedom of speech or
sure.
the right to meet my accuser in court, why do I have to then apply for dozens of permits as I travel from state to state? And in some states, I have to plan months and months ahead of time. I may have to visit. I may have to visit a state disarmed so that I can apply for the permit, so that I can then get the permit to be armed. Wait a minute. Does any other right work that way?
Well, no. And the way shall issue is also I've always thought it was a violation of the 14th Amendment.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, when I look at that and when, you know, it's a constitutional right. So we did away with slavery, and I don't remember which amendment it was, but we did away with that. And so what's to keep, one of the things they claim, right, is states'
yeah.
rights. States' rights.
Okay.
That's why they're able to, the reasonable regulation thing, which that's now been done away with. All they say, I think what they said in this decision is that reasonable regulation does not mean that you can go in there with moderate scrutiny or Chevron deference or whatever
right.
it is that they throw
right.
out there. You've got to apply strict scrutiny because it is a first class right. And the states have been out there saying, well, you know, Heller said that it was subject to reasonable regulation, which means whatever we want it to be, which means we can ban guns and we can ban magazines and all this other stuff. And like what just happened in Washington State, that magazine ban is going to, they're going to bump up against law because that's in common use. Those are in common use.
On top of that, there were no laws when the Bill of Rights were ratified that said, oh, you know, no, that gun's too big, too powerful. What? And you said it's a full-fledged right? Well, that completely destroys red flag laws. It's a right. If you're going to take it from me, you have to go into a court of law, confront me with my accuser, show me the law I've broken. If I can't afford one, you have to provide a public defender, none of which do we do with the red flag law. Whoops. Okay, so this court case is going to change everything. One of the things I liked was you can get a background check in about a minute, Bill.
Yep.
If you're going too fast and the guy pulls you over, in seconds, he will know, do you have a criminal history?
Yep.
Boom. So, and by the way, that costs a few pennies. I can get a credit card check from anywhere around the world on my ID and credit card. Again, that costs pennies. So that means any excuse where I walk into the DMV, say, I'd like a carry permit, if it takes more than a minute, it's an infringement.
Right. And, you know, that makes me, I wonder about this, and I'm gonna try to wonder about this really quick, and I'd like to get your take on it in the next segment.
Sure.
Why does the FBI have to be in charge of this? Why can't they establish the database of a criminal database, since they all of these FFLs have to jump through all these flaming hoops to become an FFL, have to meet all these regulations to become an FFL? Why can't they have access to a criminal database when the success and or legality of their whole enterprise depends on them not violating the background check law? Why can't they just have a database of that to where they can just punch in your name and pop, it says that. Just like with a police officer, if he runs your tag and everything. You think about that while we're going into break. Rob is a writer and podcaster. That means he's available either in the written word online, or if you like the whole audio thing, he has the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. He's a part of the Polite Society podcast. He does a lot of stuff here with me, which means he gets that on my podcast, but he does live radio too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morris. And I had just asked him a question regarding what he thinks maybe should or should not be. What do you think about that? Am I getting too ahead of myself wanting there to be a database?
No, I like it a lot. And let's sort the needle from the haystack. you're saying if I'm a gun dealer, I don't want to hand a gun to a known criminal. Got
right.
that. Rather than sort through the million, the 99% of the people who walk into my store and say, I don't see your name here, you're a good guy, can't we do the easy thing? Here, give me the name of the microscopically small fraction that are prohibited people. Cool. Oh, but wouldn't that be discriminatory because then you'd know someone's a criminal? My perspective says this is history. If you're out, you've paid your debt to society, but I can't give you a gun. I don't know why I can't. History is what it is. You can't have a gun. Yes, it should be simple. You get a CD with an update every couple of weeks. Not that hard. Bill, I want to back up because let's play a game with you. The way the Supreme Court said to look at these cases is, if you don't know what to do now, look at what we did then. So in the 1790s, there weren't state laws that limited the right to bear arms as we travel and eat. Oh. I guess all those laws that say you can't stop to get gas or stop to shop as you go to and from the range. I'm thinking of New Jersey. Yeah, those are unconstitutional. Okay, your turn now. There were no laws that said you had to store a firearm in an inoperable condition. So what does that mean today?
I don't know. The gun grabbers have been very, shall we say, imaginative.
Well, all those safe storage laws, look, you and I incorporate them as good practice. Except for the guns that are operative, meaning if it's on my body, it's loaded. If it's in the safe, you know, so that I can grab it in a hurry, it's loaded. And for the local government to say, oh, no, all the guns have to be loaded, unloaded, and ammunition is kept. Sorry. No, that's an infringement. There was no general prohibition requiring that firearms be kept inoperable when the Bill of Rights was ratified. It's
right.
Real, real simple. Now, here's one that I like. There were no general prohibitions restricting the right to bear arms on ferries, barges, and stages. Those were the cutting edge of high-speed mass transit at the time.
Yeah.
When the bill. So what does that mean now?
Well, I don't know. I guess now I can carry my gun on the ferry. Unless I guess the next battle is going to be gun-free zones.
Exactly.
What they declare to be gun-free zones. Now, I myself am of a gun-free zone to me can be, but is not limited to, I don't know. I can't think of anywhere where gun-free zone. Okay, so let's say courthouses.
Okay.
Let's say
jails. Okay.
Let's say anywhere where a gun could be taken from you and turned against you as you're just trying to go about your normal thing. That does not mean schools. That does not mean hospitals.
Right. Right.
That does not mean any of these places where it is pure dumb luck that we don't have more rampage killings happening there than we already do. But
you were about to mention it, and I'm going to goad you.
Yeah.
The Colosseum in Athens is extraordinary. We didn't have huge Colosseums like that in the United States, but we did have areas where horses were raced, and we had natural amphitheaters. Those were the stadiums of their day. So you left stadiums. Now, if you own a stadium, it's yours, you paid for it, have at. Make all the rules you want. But if public funds were involved, no, partner. You can't disarm me when I enter. That's an infringement. The law is...
Let's look at Castle Doctrine or Stand Your Ground.
Okay.
Okay, now the principle behind Castle Doctrine is anywhere you can be legally, you can defend yourself with lethal force.
Right.
Let's apply that to gun-free zones.
Clear.
Let somebody now explain to us, okay, this is a gun-free zone. Why is the sock shop a gun-free zone? I want my customers to be safer.
Well, again, if a private company says, if you've got a gun, we don't want your business. You know what? They can do that, Bill. That's the virtue of private property. People get to vote with what they own. But if it's the city parking lot downtown, no, that can't be a gun-free zone.
Nope. And that's the point. That's the point. If they're going to make it a gun-free zone, that's fine. It's the same principle that they are applying to Roe versus Wade. They're saying that there is no federal law. There's no federal right to an abortion. We're turning this over to the states. If there's going to be a gun-free zone, it gets to be left to whatever private entity wants to do it. Then if they want to do it, then, you know, I think somebody needs to step up and say, well, wait a minute. So if we're going to allow this, what is plan B if things go awry and a rampage killing starts happening? If we're going to allow these people to be disarmed, who's going to be in charge of this? See, I know somebody here locally that owns a private security firm. And in some places he has armed guards. Now, if I go somewhere where they have armed guards that are there just for that whole purpose, then to keep me safe while I'm sitting there listening to the music and whatever else, okay, I'm sort of down with that. They probably don't have enough. It'd be better if I was armed for myself, but that's almost feasible to me. But once again, we're coming up on the next break. This is really progressing quickly. would you care to tell everybody how to find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I get to co-host the Polite Society podcast once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammo Land Shooting Sports News, where I also get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Some of those stories I get to bring here with Bill and share with the ninjas.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the clock is running out on curbing skyrocketing inflation. He didn't rule out more interest rate hikes as inflation runs at its highest level in more than 40 years. Powell adding the Fed's ongoing goal is to slow down growth without crashing the economy. AAA says the 4th of July holiday weekend will be one of the busiest times at airports all year. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg addresses ongoing concerns from travelers over reaching their destinations with delays and cancellations soaring.
There are going to be challenges, but we're watching it closely, and we're talking to the airlines every day about their responsibility to make sure that they can accommodate any issues that weather or other curveballs might throw at them.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Turkey is lifting its opposition to Finland and Sweden joining NATO.
They have a lot of very advanced capabilities that they're now going to be able to devote to the alliance.
White House security spokesman John Kirby said it'll make a big difference in expanding and increasing NATO's reach. Kirby is with President Biden during NATO meetings in Madrid. The government is working hard to improve weather forecasts.
Government officials engaged two new supercomputers this week to help improve weather forecasting. The computers named Dogwood and Cactus ranked among the 50 fastest computers in the world and will help deploy more advanced realistic climate models. This is good news if you live in a region that experiences extreme weather because the new systems are able to respond faster. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot is an estimated $365 million. Good luck if you're one of those lottery players out there. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse as I try to catch up on, I went into an Apple store today. I had to go to the Apple store because I only use Apple computers, and for some reason, a majority of my Apple computers decided to go on strike Monday.
Okay.
And as I go in there, they have security guards.
Yes.
Guess what? Unarmed. Now, not a gun-free zone. Okay? Not a gun-free zone. But, what's the point?
Well, and what good would it do? You're in South Carolina.
I am.
You're not in San Francisco, where you've got a crazy district attorney who said, sure, steal a $900 phone, no fine. You're released. So maybe they're depending on just getting pictures of the guy. You know, maybe they disturb a large smash and grab, but they're still depending on the cops, which you still have.
Well, yes, we do still have them. And that is true. But, like, I recognize them for what they were. So while I was waiting, I just said, hey, you guys security guards? And,
right.
They were like, yeah. I think they were a little unnerved by me looking at them with their black polo shirts and their matching khaki cargo pocket pants and everything. And me recognizing them for what they were. And, of course, they were also wearing masks, which everybody in the...
How strange.
In the Apple store, where they were also wearing masks. So I was just happy to get my computer looked at. Then I was happy to get out of there.
That brings up two things. One of the things both Thomas and the other justices said in the concurring opinions was These have to be objective factors when you issue a permit. You can ask me questions, but who you voted for, am I a racist or not? No, that's not it. Whatever it is has to be objectively linked to my propensity to misuse a firearm. Show me the study. Otherwise, you're fishing. It's unconstitutional. And that reminded, how is your self-defense training going? Are you still going once a week, twice a week?
At least twice a week.
Good for you.
I messed a muscle up trying to throw a kick. It was a good reminder that I'm not 18 years old anymore. Like, I need... I'm still going, and I mean, my instructor and I, we actually have discussions about the reason you would train to do a full-on, empty-handed self-defense against someone. Because, you know, it's like Jaeger was telling us, he'd do anything to keep from having to shoot somebody, and if you can beat them into the point to where they are no longer wanting to do anything to you, if you can actually go hands-on with them, that's got to be a good thing.
A lot of these guys figure they're the biggest, baddest ape in the pack, and they want to go hand-to-hands, and all of a sudden you give them a throat punch, and they go, ooh, this was a bad choice.
I can see where that would happen.
Anyway, to wrap up our discussion of that case, it has implications for dozens of other cases, not all of which have been heard, many of which were submitted to the U.S. Supreme Court, and over the next, hopefully before they recess, they will say, yeah, take this back to the lower case, and in light of what we said, reconsider your verdict. Magazine bans. There were no, like I was saying, there's no capacity. Oh, here's one for you. I'd be interested what you think of this, too.
Sure.
When the Bill of Rights was ratified, there were no laws that said, you there, civilian, that firearm looks like it might be bigger than the military could use, so you can't have it. There was no distinction between civilian and military firearms at all. Period. What does that say about a, quote, assault weapons ban? Oh, it's a weapon of war. So? Because, again, Thomas said, we've made that decision. We want our citizens powerfully armed. Don't like it? Go get two-thirds of the states to change it. It's real simple.
Yeah.
March on. Until you do, this is the law.
Yeah, that's the thing. They always seem to forget that whole part where there is a way to do that. There's a way for them to get rid of the Second Amendment. It's called a constitutional convention. They just don't.
Right. It's not hard. Did you see that now some states are listening, kind of, like New Jersey and California? Did you see that? Bill, I can't hear you. I'm not sure if I should talk or not.
What about now, Rob? Can you hear me now?
There we go. Ah,
okay.
Much better.
Okay. I was saying that they had the attorneys general there had directed, I guess, whoever is the issuing authority to no longer make it needs-based.
Right, right. On the other hand, the one out of California said, yeah, by the way, that good moral character, yeah, you could use that. So what that clause was, if you were a disbarred lawyer, moral turpitude, you slept with your client, you know, maybe we shouldn't give you a permit. If you were a physician and you had your license pulled because you gave the wrong drugs, you know, you got one of your patients addicted to manipulate them.
Right.
Yeah, that's moral turpitude. No, maybe we don't want to give you. Short of that, you know, a criminal case doesn't belong there. It's got to be an objective standard. We'll see how California, Maryland, New Jersey try and twist this. Well, ditto New York again. Do you remember, though, back when this case was coming up, there were public defenders from New York and Chicago who said, this is racist, stop it. 80% of the people who are charged with unlawful carry are black. They made a statement after the case was, the decision was rendered, and they said, can you please now let my clients out of prison? You violated their individual rights. They acted as if they had them, because they still did, and you put them in prison. Now let them go.
Yep.
So we'll see.
It's going to be an interesting next couple, a few months, just to see what happens here, because I can imagine there's going to be some lawyers out there. I talked to Stan Belea for the first time in a long time, and he's getting ready to argue something somewhere. So, and I'm waiting to see what happens with the Ninth Circuit, though. That's the one I'm waiting to see, because they're always the ones that get out there and say, well, we're going to do something novel and stupid, and we're going to say this don't exist or this does. Or, you know, that's what they're always doing. But anyway, coming up on the last break, tell everybody how to find you. Please, sir.
Yeah, Young V Hawaii. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I get to co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland, where I also write the weekly Armed Citizens column. I bring bits and pieces of all that to Bill once a week.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. We've been discussing various things like ramifications and stuff like that. And it's got to be. Do you think it's a bitter pill for them to swallow right now? Hope it is. I really hope it is.
Well, yes, except I would rather they changed rather than, hi, learn from this. You're doing something that's wrong. You're violating the norms of civil behavior. Stop it. Move on. Join society again. What hurt? And again, I donated to the Second Amendment Foundation after this because I looked through this list of mine and I went, oh man, this is, as Winston Churchill says, this isn't the end. This is barely the end of the beginning.
Yeah.
There's so many people that need to be sued by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. So in the Safer Communities Act that just passed, that it included lots of things that are blatantly unconstitutional, like red flag laws. Did you dig right at the end? And I went, that's odd that they put that there. There's actually a prohibition on spending the money on armed school staff. Excuse me? We know that SROs will reduce school resource officers, will reduce the number of people killed at school if the school is attacked by 70%. Look, that's not theory. We just looked at schools. Were they attacked? Yes, no. Was the SRO there? Yes, no. How many people were injured? Oh, having a school, an armed school resource officer, that looks like a good idea. By the way, having armed school staff, another good idea. Because a uniformed armed person is a great deterrent right up until he's not. Then he becomes target number one. In which case, it's nice to have defenders number two, three, and four invisible. So, yeah. I wrote about that, and it infuriates me that they precluded the most effective ways to protect our children.
Well, I mean, they just passed their little law that does nothing to shore up and harden classrooms.
Right.
And that's the interesting part about it to me, because while they're out there talking about how this is going, everybody's saying it's going to save lives. Republicans are saying it, Democrats, Biden saying it, but it isn't going to save lives. And
no.
what you just described, it won't save lives. It keeps it from happening in the first place. It's the one thing you can do to prevent something. There's not very much you can do to actually prevent crime, but if you make a target so dangerous.
Right. Let's talk about that. These murderers don't necessarily need to live through it. A lot of them plan to, if they're opposed, they'll just kill themselves. What they'd hate to do is fail, because then we would have been right. All the people that said, kid, you're a mess up. Yeah, I'll show you. I'll kill 100 unarmed children. Then you'll know about me. Then you'll remember me.
Right.
They're afraid to fail. And just, you know, you talked about it with John Farnham. These murders drive past a school where there's an SRO.
Sure.
If there's a place where there's not, like Sandy Hook, now we have a problem. So the thought, oh, we'll make the world perfect and leave our children undefended, is a really, really bad plan. Did you see, I don't, probably you and Dan will go over this later, California outed people who have their carry permits?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh.
That must have been, how big of a list is that, though? I mean, is there 100,000 permits in California?
Oh. Yes, more than that. Because remember, really? There are, I think, please, with a grain of salt, there are roughly 50 counties in California. The vast majority of them, again, all of them are may issue by name. Like 38 to 40 of them are shall issue effectively, because the sheriff said, yeah, self-defense is a fine reason for your demonstrated need. Just, yeah. Now, you have to go take a class. You have to go get fingerprinted. But there are lots of states that may do that. I was impressed, by the way, with the sheriff of San Diego County, where, oh, yeah, COVID is delayed. It takes, wait a minute. Wait, stop. Most of what we're doing here are processing renewals. Why can't we do that online? We've already seen these people. They're real. And all of a sudden now it takes a month to get your application in. And they process it sometimes a month, sometimes 45 days. So rather than taking 18 months, it takes 5-6 weeks. If you actually want to get the job done.
Yep.
God bless. Even in California.
Yeah.
San Diego used to be a won't issue, and then it became, here are the magic words. Now, we cheated through a Freedom of Information Act request. We found out what the magic words were that the sheriff had been using to grant permits to his buddies.
The magic words.
Said, I just wrote down the same magic words as him. What you going to do now, deputy? See, in court, so it became effectively shall issue.
Well, that works for me. I like a forward-thinking sheriff who gets out there and looks at things that might actually be a thing. And I know that the likelihood of it actually being a thing is not much of a thing, but it's still it could be. Lord knows if the left could figure out how to do it, they'd put it in motion. I have no doubt about that.
What are we talking about, Bill? Help me. I got lost.
Well, if you're out there saying, well, you're a deputy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of these sheriffs around here, you know, they look at everybody and they look at their borders and they say to themselves, I'm not going to enforce any of this stuff. So if they are willing to deputize you, and I may have been taking your concept a little bit further than you intended it to go, but I just like that thought. You know, they would. They understand that the citizenry is sort of an augmentation for law enforcement.
And from not only that, I wish we could say we invented that. There were some Florida sheriffs after the attack at Parkland, where the state invented some very cumbersome and demanding legislation so that school staff could be armed to augment the SRO.
Right.
Have undercover armed teachers. I knew some of them. They were NRA training counselors. They're teaching the people that give firearms instruction. Infinitely squared away. And the sheriff said, no, I'm just going to turn them into auxiliary deputies. Now, what other requirements would you like to invent? I mean, he just threw the gauntlet down in front of the Florida legislature. Good for them. He was, what he said is, I'm not going to have a mass casualty event in my county. It's not happening. God bless. There's one other thing. In the land of funny, Paul Clement, former U.S. Solicitor General,
right.
Meaning, you know, the guy who gives legal advice to the administration in office, was told by his law firm, yeah, you just won one of the biggest Second Amendment cases of the U.S. Supreme Court in decades. Yeah, why don't you get rid of all your Second Amendment cases or leave the firm? That's like too icky. And he said, see ya. It's been nice. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye now.
We've got about 30 seconds.
You don't have that much. Tell everybody how to find you one more time.
Will do. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the group effort, the Polite Society podcast. My blog, over 2,000 articles, is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Amaland, where I also write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Are you flying solo next hour?
Oh, no. It's going to be Keita Bussey and Taryn Butler.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
And then comes old Dan. Thank you for joining me.
My pleasure, Bill. Glad you're back on the air.
All right. Coming up next is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and Taryn Butler from Taryn Tactical Innovations. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.